welcome to the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast. I'm Alex Hudson, and we're back again for another episode of Shocktober, our Halloween month of specials. Today we're looking at one of the finest examples of a horror film of recent times. I say recent, 1979, so it depends on your definition of recent, but seeing as I don't go to the cinema anymore, it's recent enough for me. It is Ridley Scott's Alien. Now, Alien is one of those films that has left a legacy that has, I'd say, been tarnished, mainly due to the sequels. A lot of people like Aliens. I'm not going to say those people are wrong, but Aliens is just a very different film. It's not a horror film. It's an action film more than anything else. So I think for me, it's never going to even come close to being as good as Alien, but I can see why people like it. Alien 3, or Alien Cubed, whatever you want to call it, was pretty dire, I have to say, and Alien Resurrection was no good at all. And then Alien vs. Predator and Alien vs. Predator Requiem sort of left a bad taste in our mouths. So I would say this is one of the most influential horror films. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a space film, essentially. It takes place on a spaceship. They get a distress call from a crashed spaceship, and they go to investigate and try to look for survivors. And then when they get back onto their ship, they've brought back on board an alien. And the whole film is them being picked off by this alien. I'm not going to go into the details of it. You need to watch the film. But the thing that it has really going for it is that there's a sense of doom pretty much sitting with you throughout the whole film. It's not a film where you're watching it and you're only scared at certain points. It's not one of these modern films that seem to rely entirely on jump scares. I've got a big issue with that, and I've talked about it in the past, and I'm sure I'll talk about it again in the future, but at the moment, the trend in Hollywood seems to be that in horror films, there's a bunch of attractive teenagers who are played by people who've not been teenagers for about 10 years, and then they walk around in the dark, or, you know, it's all quiet for about 5 seconds, and then loud noise, jump scare. That's not horror. Any idiot can do that. However, not everyone can do what Ridley Scott did with Alien and create such a sort of an overwhelming feeling of dread. Where Aliens went wrong was having aliens. Just have one. It's perfect. This film is possibly perfect. It's certainly within my top 10 films of all time. I think there's some great performances in it. Sigourney Weaver, Harry Dean Stanton, John Hurt, Ian Holm. You've got really, really solid performances. But the thing that makes it is the alien itself. Because you don't always get a glimpse of the full alien. You get a shot of part of it, like its tail or one of the legs or the face. The alien's design itself is iconic. H.R. Giger designed this alien that's now one of the key horror characters. In the same way that Freddy Krueger is an iconic villain, or Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees, the xenomorph from Alien has now become an instantly recognisable figure. You can show a picture of it to 100 people, and 95 of them will be able to tell you who it is, or, you know, what film it's from. So I think what the film does really well is fills you with this sense of sort of impending danger at all times, because you don't know when things are going to happen. And it's not a jump scare when it does, because it's not that they've gone silent for 10 seconds. It's that you've been feeling this for the last hour, the last hour and a half. You've always been feeling quite uneasy. So it's very easy to do it if you're doing a little short segment, but if you're doing it over the course of an entire film that way, that's incredible that he was able to do this. You know, I'm not gonna bang on about it and go into too much detail about the plot itself. Most of you probably would have seen this film. Now, if you haven't, I really recommend it. If you don't watch any other film during Shocktober, please watch this one. Because again, it's one of these films, I would describe it as a horror film. It's probably one of the few horror films that Andy Hughes likes. He's, in fact, on our reboot episode on the main Dinosaur Man Nerdcast, he recently rebooted Aliens, essentially. He said, I'm going to reboot the Alien franchise past Alien, because Alien's perfect, you can't mess with that. But Aliens messed the formula up. And he again went down the route of saying, we just need the one. Why have too many? One, in a similar sense to The Babadook, and I know I keep on banging on about it, but they're both excellent films, and this is a comparison that can easily be made. The Babadook does well at having this one force, and Alien has the same thing. You know, you're not killing off thousands and thousands of aliens as if it's nothing. They can't shoot it because it's got acid blood. You know, it's that kind of thing where you go, you've got to find a way to kill it, but you can't just do it by conventional method. You can't just kill hundreds and hundreds of these aliens. And that's what the later films really stumbled into. And I think that's ultimately why they let, as a fan of Alien, why they let me down, because I didn't want to see them just being wiped away as if it was nothing. So in summary, I'd say Alien is a truly brilliant example of horror done pretty much perfectly. It's shot really well. The set itself, the spaceship, feels so claustrophobic all the time, which just heightens that sense of danger and that sense of doom. The alien being sort of this elusive kind of character that you don't see all that often, and when you do, it's only a little few seconds here or there. That's the way to do horror. Don't overload it. Don't push it in my face. There's a space for that, true, but this is exactly the right kind of thing for this film. And I'd say, you know, Ridley Scott has said the three films that really influenced him while he was making this film were Star Wars, A New Hope, 2001, A Space Odyssey. You can really see how it's influenced by 2001, A Space Odyssey. It looks at the isolationist way of life in space. And then the third film that it was influenced by, in terms of horror, he says that he was influenced by Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is one of the best examples, again, of horror films from that time. A really strong horror film done in a way that made it seem real. Drawing on those three films and sort of feeding from those into this idea, it really works. And you just come out of this film thinking, that's proper cinema. I've seen a film that's a real piece of art. And that's it. Everything you see in it is wonderfully done. Really, really good. So if you haven't seen this film, do yourself a favour and watch it. Even if you don't like horror films, please watch this film, because if you don't appreciate the horror, you're still going to appreciate the cinematography, you're still going to appreciate the special effects. It won an Oscar for the effects, so it can't be bad, you know? So, yeah, that's it for this episode. Please, please, please seek out Alien and go and watch it, because it's just incredible. It really is. So please go and watch Alien. Tweet at me at DMSidecast on Twitter and let me know what you think of it. I've been told I need a sign-off. I've been told by one of my friends that we need a sign-off for this, because it just sounds weird, me saying thanks, goodbye. I can't think of a sign-off. There's no appropriate sign-off. So I'm just going to keep on saying it, you know. You have been listening to the Dinosaur Man Sidecast with me, Alex Hudson, and I will see you next time.